A congressional report recommends an overhaul of the U.S. intelligence system to prevent future terrorist attacks. The report comes from an investigation of the September 11th attacks by a joint House-Senate intelligence panel. While lawmakers blame the FBI and the CIA for mishandling intelligence about possible attacks, the report doesn't blame anyone in particular, according to early leaks to reporters. NPR's Larry Abramson joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Hearings by this panel showed that U.S. intelligence agencies did not work together to prevent the September 11th attacks. How do lawmakers propose fixing that?
Well, they want to create a boss, basically a national intelligence director. And this would be a cabinet-level position, so he'd be in on all of the top discussions about intelligence threats. The U.S. already has a director of central intelligence. That's the director of the CIA, George Tenet. But even though that position was meant to oversee all intelligence assets, he doesn't really oversee the intelligence budget of the Pentagon, which controls 80% of the intelligence budget. The panel also said that they wanted to study the idea of creating a new agency that would be a domestic intelligence gathering agency, and this would basically take over where lawmakers appear to feel that the FBI has failed. They really basically want a kind of domestic spy agency, although I think lawmakers are very conscious of some of the civil liberties implications there. And the overall thrust is just that the intelligence efforts of the United States have been fractured. There's too much infighting. There's too many stovepipes. People don't talk to each other. And the committee wants to change the way that works.
So while the report doesn't blame any individuals, it really does point the finger at the heads of the intelligence agencies as they currently exist.
Well, all through the hearings that the committee held earlier this year, the finger was being pointed particularly at CIA Director George Tenet. He was in charge when the attacks happened. Some intelligence that the CIA should have shared with the FBI and with other agencies wasn't. And in fact, Senator Richard Shelby says he's going to issue a separate dissenting report. Well, he'll be a little bit less restrained about what he thinks about the job that Tenet has done. He's never been shy about expressing his belief that George Tenet should step down. But the report is recommending that the inspectors general of the individual agencies do any kind of actual assigning of blame to any sort of individuals. And that process is already underway. FBI Director Robert Mueller was brand new to his job, only about a week in the job when the 9/11 attacks occurred. So he hasn't gotten any sort of real individual blame, but Congress is still very impatient with the pace of change at the FBI, and Mueller has had to constantly defend his efforts to improve technology over there to train more intelligence gathering agents at the FBI. And the report underscores the need for the FBI to change more quickly, to do more electronic surveillance, to infiltrate terror groups more aggressively. And if it can't, then this panel says that we should start looking at creating a new agency.
So already a lot of upheaval in intelligence gathering, and another report on September 11th on the way.
That's right. Actually, the Pentagon has created a new job, an Undersecretary of Intelligence, and the Pentagon is going to be reluctant to give up control of the spy satellites and the surveillance tools that it controls to this Director of National Intelligence. The FBI has gotten legal backing to do more domestic surveillance, and it says it's using that authority, although we don't know how and we don't know what good it's done. Congress, of course, has voted to create a new Department of Homeland Security, which is going to analyze but not gather intelligence. And as you mentioned, the 9/11 Commission, headed by former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, is just getting underway. And that commission could reveal more about intelligence failures before the attacks, although this committee did uncover a lot of the major stuff.
Think they'll implement these recommendations?
Without the support of the president and the administration, which hasn't really come out yet, it seems very unlikely. It took a while for the president to get behind the creation of the Department of Homeland Security. Once he did, it got created. But I think a lot of people are worried about trying to change things while the war on terror is still supposed to be going on.
NPR's Larry Abramson.